Did you see yesterday too, while we're talking that sort of stuff, somebody got the pick seven and wrote .com yesterday. 25,000 smackaroons into the kick. Tipped the $80 Patch Adams in the second last or third last leg, which is quite remarkable. Imagine having seven winners in a row. Geez, you'd multi that up, wouldn't you? A little dollar all up there.
Well, I was going to say, you want more than 25,000 if you tip seven winners in a row.
If you didn't outlay anything, I reckon it's not a bad
result.
No,
well, that's true.
It's not a bad result.
True.
Well done to Kirsten from day one of the Bull. Nice way to kick it off. Now, I wonder if Isaac Smith was down at the Bull. In fact, I know he wasn't. He was washing his dog yesterday, the Geelong midfielder who joins us. Hello, Isaac.
How you going?
Going all right, thank you. Is your dog clean?
Clean as a whistle. Got to sleep inside last night, so fucky thing. Been a bit chilly down here.
So normally he's forced outside the perch.
Let's just say that the wife likes it inside, and I tend to like it outside.
It's a bit different. It's reversed at my house. My wife likes the dog outside. I like it inside. I don't know why that happens. Does it cause distress and anxiety in the relationship?
No, I don't think so. More often than not, pretty much 99% of the time, Candace wins and the dog's inside. So sometimes it ends up on the bed to my displeasure.
Oh, no, there's none of that. There's none of that going on.
Yeah.
No way is that going on. But good luck to you if that is happening at your house. Hey, fairly dramatic weekend for you and your Geelong teammates up there in Sydney. Are you over it yet?
Yeah, it's funny. Usually you obviously get disappointed and frustrated with losses, but I'm pretty quick to move on and pretty realistic about it all. But that one was pretty annoying, to be honest. We dominated every statistic in the game and somehow we lost. And I guess the old adage that bad kicking's bad football, and we lost. We probably should have won by six or seven goals. Credit to Sydney, they, you know, pulled their way back. But yeah, that one was hard to swallow.
Chris Scott, Isaac spoke after the game about how many statistical areas that you won and all that sort of thing. So from a review process, was it a damning review, or was it actually, well, we did a lot right, we've just got to maybe kick straight in the last quarter?
Yeah, I think, Whitey, it was probably more along the positive lines. We were really disappointed that we lost, and we let a, you know, massive chance slip. We're now, what, 4-3 instead of being 5-2 and really ahead of the ledger, which was disappointing. But in saying that, you win a lot of games where you play poorly, but we lost one when we played really well and played exactly the way we wanted to play. And we thought before the game that if we delivered on certain key components, which I'm sure Scotty outlined in his press conference, that we'd win the game. And unfortunately, we kicked 16 behinds and we left the door ajar for Sydney. And as little Paps tends to do, he snuck in and kicked the goal late, and yeah, they got the win.
What was it like in that environment? It can be a real sort of cauldron at the SCG. It was sort of, the ball was parked in your half of the ground in those last 5 minutes. Just take us through the noise. Take us through what was being set out on the field when it's just so dramatic and just everything was just happening at once.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, Whitey. I'm a New South Wales guy, as you know, and certainly Sydney supporters are fair weather supporters, and they're not bad at jumping on a winning team. You'll have a look at the rugby league crowds, and if they're not winning, no one will be there. Rugby union is copping it a bit at the moment due to that as well. But when the Waratahs are up going well and the Wallabies are going well, then the stands are full. And Sydney Swans are probably the number one team in town at the moment. And I know there's been a lot of COVID restrictions, but it was pretty much a full house at the SCG, which was pretty awesome. And I've been fortunate enough playing for Hawthorn that they've been full houses as well when we play Sydney up there. And it's one of the best crowds going around at the moment. So, yeah, it was pretty hot. And we certainly didn't have many fans in the stands. And Sydney had all the noise. But, yeah, it was just, it was pretty intense. It felt like a final. But, yeah, it's just bloody annoying we couldn't get the win, to be honest.
So can you, when it's like that, is it sort of chaos or is it still fairly controlled when you're just pushing for that last goal and there's so many players inside 50 and there's all sorts of things going on? How would you describe that level of chaos, or is it quite controlled?
There's an element of control, but there's also an element of chaos where you struggle to hear your teammates and it's difficult to communicate. And then all they need is the ball to spit and then the crowd's up and about and you can lose your bearings quite quickly as a player. That's why it's imperative to be organised as a unit, which is obviously why the AFL's brought some of these rules in to get rid of that organisation and see more scoring. But it was, yeah, it's interesting to say. And if you got players with less experience out there, then they probably struggle a bit more than the guys that have played 200-300 games as well. So, yeah, Sydney certainly rode the momentum. And all we probably had to do was get one more goal and it would have shut the crowd completely out of it. But we couldn't get that, and they rode the momentum and the energy of the ground.
Well, you talk about just getting one more goal, Isaac. The radar has been a little bit off in the last couple of weeks. How much of a focus is that? Is that something that you talk about, you address, you work on individually, or do you think that's just a bit of an outlier?
Oh, when it's going well, Sherelle, we're all kicking straight. When it's going poorly, it's a forwards issue. So I'm sure they're talking about it in their meeting. No, I think we've stated a few times that poor football's poor kicking, poor kicking's poor football. So it was really disappointing that we couldn't get that right. And, yeah, it's probably, I reckon, we've had it four out of our six games or seven games at the moment. Mm. Which was really disappointing. So I guess the positive and the upside of it is to think that we are getting lots of opportunities to kick goals and we are playing the right way and we're giving our forwards and midfielders a chance to hit the scoreboard. And the disappointing thing is, are we taking our shots from the right places? Are we getting easy shots on goal? And in saying that, though, Sydney were marking the ball on the boundary and slotting them. So... yeah, we'll probably do a bit of work today.
Yes, bit of work on that, perhaps. You spoke about it being a bit of a finals feel up in Sydney. I'm guessing it might be a little bit the same on Friday night at the G, the grand final rematch. I'm interested from your perspective what the feel is like within the group. Obviously, you weren't with the group last year in that grand final, but what is the sense of... are they using that in any way, or is it just this is a new season and we're taking on what's ahead of us?
Yeah, personally, Sherelle, it'll be a hell of a lot of fun. I always enjoyed playing in the grand final rematches.
Yeah.
More often than not, we'd won the grand final, so we had the upper hand.
Oh, settle down.
Here we go.
Oh, I had to say it. Anyway. But to be honest, I'm not sure. We've hardly been at the club since we played Sydney. We came in for sort of 3 hours on Monday, but we've sort of just been recovering because we flew back that night and didn't get back until the early hours of Sunday morning. But today's our main training, so it'll be interesting to see if anything gets brought up. But teams and clubs now, they're pretty quick to move on. It's probably not like 20, 30 years ago where... everyone's using that as a huge amount of motivation. So many things happen between then and now, and it's a completely different season compared to what it was last year. So, yeah, I'm not sure how it'll all play out, but I'm pretty excited to play in the game on Friday night. It's what you play for, really, to play in the big games.
Do you, just sort of taking a step back and looking at your season and from a bit of a wider lens. I mean, you're breathtaking at times against West Coast, and that's the kind of footy we all thought you were going to be playing this year. And then you could have very easily won that game, obviously, against Sydney. Do you feel that you're starting to tick along nicely? Because you'll need to be playing well, obviously, to be able to beat Richmond.
Yeah, well, Richmond certainly showed their hand on Friday night last week against the Western Bulldogs, but... we're probably disappointed with how we started the season, Whitey, but then we played North Melbourne and we didn't knock them off the park, but I think we had 30 scoring shots.
Yeah.
And we looked at the stats and the way we played the game after that, and we were pretty boyish about how that all unfolded. And then you saw what transpired against West Coast the next week, and our stats would show that it was very similar against Sydney on the weekend, and we should have won by 7 or 8 goals. We didn't, obviously, but I guess all you can ask for is that we're playing the right way and we're doing the right things, and we feel like we're doing that at the moment. So if we can execute that against Richmond and then hopefully kick straight, hopefully that gets us a win.
All right, we'll all be looking forward to it. A kickoff, a big round eight of the activity. Richmond Geelong MCG 750. You're no stranger to big games at the G. I believe you played in a few premierships. Nice to chat always, Isaac. Keep the dog off the bed.
Will do, half. Catch you, mate.
All the best.